Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Mueller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to second. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani juggles the ball. That's an error on Lodigiani. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tresh to Webb covering second. The throw back to home, and Johnson is out at the plate. Wagner moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. There goes Webb. The throw from Wagner to Suter, and Webb is out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blair. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lodigiani bunts towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mueller. Suter reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Tresh juggles the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Suter moves to third. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Suter scores. Davis moves to second. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Moses reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lodigiani for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it and throws to home to get Siebert. Johnson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.